Hey, olam tsoka komuhle Zimbabwe muhle kwazi why muri Zimbabwe lingali chona njani zulukandaba muri Zimbabwe welcome if you just tune in and right now you're tuned into Live Talk at the Connection Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. Muri Zimbabwe, we're coming to you live from our studios in Washington DC today, muri Zimbabwe, on Tuesday the 23rd of March 2021. Tsoka komuhle Zimbabwe muhle. I'm your host Mike Obe. Once again, Muria Zimbabwe Lingali Chonanjani Mtokazomuse. Welcome to the Connection Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. Nasim Chirongwa, today on the Connection, we continue the discussion on the COVID-19, the coronavirus pandemic, responsible for taking millions of lives across the globe. In Zimbabwe, thousands of people have lost lives over the past year due to the coronavirus. However, tonight's focus is going to be on the second phase of the COVID-19 vaccine that is going to be officially launched tomorrow, Mangwana, Gusasa, by Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa, by President Emmerson Mnangagwa in Victoria Falls. It is during this time that President Emmerson Mnangagwa and other political leaders are going to be taking their first jab of the COVID-19 vaccine. Now, seeing as though it's still Women's Month, Muria Zimbabwe, Nasim Chirongwa, Namhlanje kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo, tonight on the Connection, we continue celebrating women, our young leaders. We continue celebrating them. Tonight, we're going to be joined by Joy Rukanza Kanza. I don't know why I just forgot her name for one second, but Joy Rukanza Kanza is going to be joining us. Nasim Chirongwa, she's an amazing songwriter, an amazing musician. We're going to be profiling her as we wrap up the program, so I look forward to giving you that conversation. If you're joining us tonight, Muria Zimbabwe, and you're looking to join the conversation, we're going to be opening the lines between 8:30 and 9 p.m. So you can call us live on air, +12026192077 is the number to dial live on air. Muria Zimbabwe, the number again, +12026192077. Now, for those that are streaming the conversation live on our three Facebook pages, those being VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona, we're going to be, you can write your comments in the comments section. We're going to be reading those comments live on air. You can also write your numbers, and we're going to be bringing you live on air. Lingakhohlwe ngempela zulukandaba ukufitizela lapha ukubhala ukuthi share. Do not forget to press the share button. Kwitra kutone chirongwane uwandu welu so that we watch the program in our numbers. Also, the like button. Kwitra kutone aiwazwe chokwadi Muria Zimbabwe. You're live with us. We're live. Without wasting time, Muria Zimbabwe, let's delve into it. COVID-19, chirwere che coronavirus. As mentioned earlier on, Zimbabwe is gearing to officially launch the second phase of the COVID-19 vaccination program in Victoria Falls tomorrow. Now, this phase is going to see other members of the public joining as they also prepare to receive their COVID-19 jabs. Amongst them is going to be teachers and other members of the education sector who are going to be joining those that did not take the vaccine in phase one, those being frontline workers. Now, as mentioned earlier on, President Emmerson Mnangagwa is also going to be receiving his first jab in Vic Falls tomorrow. Alongside him is going to be other political leaders. Over the time since this program has started, some government members, such as the current Vice President, Vice President Constantino Chiwenga, have received the jab. He's received both jabs. So for those that do not know, the Sinopharm vaccine, people take two jabs. Amongst him is also Dr. John Mangwiro and the current Minister of Information, Honorable Monica Mchangwa, who received her first jab 2 weeks ago. Now, let us look at a video courtesy of the Ministry of Information's Twitter page, whereby Honorable Monica Mchangwa explains what she went through as she took her first jab.
Hello, I'm Monica Mchangwa. I'm the Minister of Information, Publicity and Broadcasting Services. I'm here right now at Wilkins Hospital. It is here where I have come to take my Sinopharm vaccination against COVID-19. Thank you. As you can see, I've just been vaccinated. I'm now ready to go back to work, and I feel very good. I must say to the people of this country, we all need to think seriously about being vaccinated. You too should be vaccinated.
Well, Media Zimbabwe, you are seeing there, Honorable Monica Mchangwa taking the first, her first jab of the Sinopharm COVID-19 vaccine that happened 2 weeks ago. So soon she's going to be taking her second jab. Now, let's head over to the latest information released by the Ministry of Health and Childcare. The latest information released by the Ministry of Health and Childcare shows that last night alone, Media Zimbabwe, 2,342 PCR tests were conducted. 19 new cases were detected, 46 recoveries and 2 deaths. I repeat, just last night alone, 2,342 PCR tests were conducted, 19 new cases were detected, 46 new recoveries and 2 deaths. Of those 2 deaths, one was in Bulawayo Gontu to Ziyathunga and one was in Midlands. Now, of the people that have taken the Sinopharm vaccine to date, according to the Ministry of Health and Childcare, 43,294 people have taken the Sinopharm vaccine. Now, today, the 23rd of March, also marks another important day in the history of Zimbabwe, Muria Zimbabwe. Today marks the day that COVID patient one, our first death in the country, we experienced it. The first young person to die due to COVID-19 in Zimbabwe, that was 30-year-old, a prominent journalist, Zororo Makamba. He was the first COVID-19 death. So today marks his anniversary. So to the family of the Makambas, we say may his soul rest in peace. As journalists, we mourn alongside you. Now let's head over to my first guest. Without further ado, Muria Zimbabwe, joining me live via Skype is a privilege, Ms. Faniri. He is amongst the journalists that took the COVID-19 vaccine on day one when Vice President Chiwenga opened the whole program. Privilege has taken both his jabs, so I look forward to hearing more. A lot of people seem to be really curious in terms of what are the effects like, what happens to you. So I thought, let me bring him onto the show. He's going to tell us more. Privilege, welcome to the program. How are you doing, Chief?
Thank you so much. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm great. I'm great, man. Let's delve into it. I'm curious. How do you feel? You've taken both jabs. People want to know what happens to you. Are you feeling all right?
I'm feeling great. I'm good. Mm-hmm. I'm well. Yes, I took my second jab on the 18th of March. Mm-hmm. And I think from that time, the only thing I could feel was just the prick on the left hand where I got the jab. But other than that, nothing as of now. I've not felt any thing in my body that I can say, oh, this is maybe as a result of taking the vaccine.
Mm-hmm. Now, I am a little curious. You've now taken both jabs, 1 and 2. What does this mean in terms of your lifestyle? Is everything going to stay the same? I know I've spoken to some experts and they say if you have actually developed herd immunity within your family, within your household, people can now be a little more relaxed. People can now spend time together without wearing masks. That is only within your immediate family. I'm not sure whether anyone else has been vaccinated in your family, so I'd like to hear that. But what's your lifestyle like now?
To tell you the truth, I have not changed anything. My lifestyle is still the same. I'm still observing the same COVID-19 regulations that are still in place. Mm-hmm. My reasoning is that we are not yet out of the woods, and it's not a time to let the guard down and say, because I got the second jab, now I'm immune to the disease. Mm-hmm. Mind you, every one of the vaccines that we are using now, even if you read, there is no vaccine that is final at the moment that we can say, yes, if you take, we have achieved. Mm-hmm. Everything is going, is being used on an emergency basis. Mm-hmm. So even those, if we look at 30-plus vaccines that have been maybe submitted to the WHO for approval, mm-hmm. Out of the 30-something, 4, your Pfizer, your Moderna, your Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca. Mm-hmm. Those four, yes, they are the ones that have been approved by the WHO. Sinopharm and the others are still yet to be approved. So it's And reading literature, it tells you that all of these vaccines are being used on an emergency basis.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not time to say, okay, we should let the guard down.
Mm-hmm.
Because as far as I'm concerned, we are reading every day. We journalists are writing every day and putting out stories to say that new variants are coming out every time. So better have double protection. If you are putting on a mask, keep mm-hmm. on putting on a mask in public
mm-hmm.
and also washing hands and even using sanitizers.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned something a little earlier on, which I found intriguing. You mentioned that the Sinopharm vaccine itself is also being used on an emergency basis. However, it still has not received, I guess, the green light by the World Health Organization, its approval. So what made you want to take it then? A lot of people seem to be fearing that particular thing.
Also again, you know, from this is the unfortunate bit as well that we are not having this information. Our health experts and even those that are in the medical field, particularly in our country in Zimbabwe right now,
mm-hmm.
this is the information that they are not breaking down for the ordinary man. The Sinopharm vaccine or any other vaccine that is being used in the world, as long as it has been approved by the national medical authority of the particular country of origin,
mm-hmm.
it can be used.
Mm-hmm.
If it goes to the WHO for review and approval, it is now these pharmaceutical companies or the countries of origin, they'll be seeking for global approval for those mm-hmm. drugs to be used, for those vaccines to be used. So I took the Sinopharm. Yes, of course, without much knowledge about that. But after coming across all that information and thank God to some recently WHO expert in Zimbabwe had to break down this information after journalists had to really put questions to him to say what is really happening. And they had to explain the process these vaccines go through. So now I have an understanding. Even Sinopharm, it's approved by the Chinese National Medical Authority for mm-hmm. use and for emergency use. And so is most of the vaccine, but it's yet to be approved. They have submitted their dossiers to the WHO,
mm-hmm.
and information is that they are waiting maybe until end of this month,
mm-hmm.
Into beginning of next month. That's when they're expecting to have the results coming out from WHO. But as for its emergency use at national level, their medical control authorities in the respective countries, they have approved the vaccines.
Mm-hmm. Let me hold you there for 1 second, our privilege. Let me take a caller. I hear Uthi Nilomlalele ongenayo kuhlelo. So let me take a caller and then I'll come back to you. The caller might have a question for you, so please be on standby. Zimbabwe, I hear I have a caller, so let's hear who's on the line. Caller, caller, Mtereri, welcome to the show. Welcome. South Africa, that's where there's the biggest rate of abantu ababanjwa ngaleli gciwane. Siyezwa phela mpofini ukuthi even kwele South Africa abantu bakhanya ngani bayasaba ukulithatha leli Jackson. Wena usulithathile na njalo usitshela umbono wakho ngaleli Jackson eselikhona kwele South Africa njalo elikhona kwele Zimbabwe le Sinopharm leli.
Ya leli Jackson abantu abaningi nje hayi banqaba nje ukuthi bethathe leli Jackson. Ngenxa yalama theories lawa ama theories amaningi la suke ebantwini abaningi ngoba
Mm-hmm.
kodwa nje abantu besifika nabo besaba nje bebe nokusaba kodwa abanye bawathatha nje lawo imigomo leyo kodwa hayi mina kumanje hayi ngayithathi leyo mgomo leyo
kodwa
mpofuzakiredi nje ukuthi ma kungathiwa ngiyithathe sengawuthatha nje
kodwa mpofusiyezwa ingcwethi so wena uyakhuthaza abantu ukuthi bathathe.
Ya ya into engayikhuthaza ukuthi abantu abakhululeke ukuthi beyithathe lo mgomo sithole ukuthi sivikeleke nje kuleli ubhubhane lo.
Chathisa okuningi ngalokho mpofu, kuyini okwenza ukuthi ubakhuthaze ukuthi balithathe?
Ya ngoba ma sithathe ukubheka njalo kunesifo leso esikhona vele esihleli sikhona esipresentation is better than cure. Ngoba lo mkhuhlane lo is real, COVID-19 is real, uyabulala. Yes, of course umkhuhlane okhona nje kumanje ento yinkinga enkulu esibhekane nayo. So yikho lami ngikhuthaza ukuthi hayi abantu abakhululeke ukuthi bethathe lo mgomo, bekhululeke ukuthi behambe beyothesa bejoze, sihlale sivikelekile njengomphakathi, njengesizwe, njengabazali, njengengane, njengabantu bonke nje emhlaba wonke, sibe right kule siphephe kulolu bhubhane.
Hayi, siyabonga ngamazwi akho mpofu. Bengicela ukuthi uphosele amazwi akho okugcina bese siqhubekela phambili ngohlelo.
Ya, mina sengakhuthaza nje ukuthi hayi njengami umzalwane weZimbabwe ukuthi hayi abantu bakithi abathathe lo mgomo bekhuthake ukuthesta nokumeka sure ukuthi balandela imigomo leyo efakwa nguhulumeni. Ya, nami ngithanda ukubonga ngethuba lelo ukukhuluma kwesitudio 7. Ngibingelele njalo abakithi abasegogo endlalanje, endlalanje etshode. Ya, ngiyabonga, ngiyabonga msebenzi.
Hayi, kubonga thina mpofu, thank you so much. Muriya Zimbabwe, you're hearing there from Witness Mpofu, one of our callers who's calling us live from South Africa. He's saying, I pambili pambili ngohlelo lokuhlaba abantu iJackson le Sinovac. Varikukurudzira ka vanhu kuZimbabwe, ndiva Witness Mpofu, chizvarwa cheZimbabwe chiri kugara uko kuSouth Africa. Varikukurudzira zvizhinji, hanzi aiwawo mana, prevention is better than cure, hanzi torai nomba iyi yeSinopharm. Tione kuti vanhu vari kuti chiko apa peji redu. Tikona pana Tanya ari kunyora, hanzi tifonereiwo. Nyorai namba yenyu Tanya, tichakufonerai mukanyora namba yenyu. Hanzi na Gift ndavaitevega. Gift ari kuramba ari kuti aiwa iye haasi kuda kutora nomba iyi. Patrick Svanda uti, hello guys, Svanda unja. And Isibanda siyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo. Boss Jaya Guru saying, watching you from Botswana, Dumelang, Dumelang, Tate Boss, Ukai, Tate Nake, Sharp Kiteng. Talent Rugoho, ari kuti ndavaitevega, ari kukurudzira, ari kuendera mberi, ari kusapota zviri kutaurwa naGift. Did more chokera, ari kuti hanzi ndiri kunzwai zvakanaka from Rusape kuZimbabwe. Now let me head back to Vamswaniri. Vamswaniri, muchiripo parinara, you still on the line?
Ndiripo.
Muri kunzwa ka pane vateerero atotanga kutonyora hanzi zvamakaita izvi itai mega. Vapindurei mungati kwavari.
Ini ndingati kutaura kwandingaita ndekokuti tinogona kutya tichiti aiwa inini handingabayiwe ndichangotarisawo vamwe kusvikira ndazoona kuti zvinofamba sei. Muteerere muwabva kutaura manje manje ari kuSouth Africa wayo ndinobvumirana nezvaari kutaura kuti prevention is better than cure. Ukasabayiwa pane chimwe chinhu here chawakatarisira kuti iwewe kana ukabatwa necovid ndochichakuponesa? Ndechipi chatingatye, mushonga kubayiwa nhomba yecovid pane kutya chirwere? Ndo zvandingataure, ndo mubvunzo wandingabvunza iwo, nekuti dai kuri kunzi tine zvimwe zvinhu kana kuti une chimwe chinhu chaunovimba nacho chitiwo kana ikakubata covid yacho uchararama, handinogona kubvumirana nemunhu ari kuramba kutora mushonga nhasi. Chandingatokurudzira hangu ndechekuti ngatitsvagei ruzivo kana kuti nehumbowo pamusoro pemishonga yacho yatiri kubayiwa. Chatingatochemera ndechekuti makurukota ehurumende isu chale vanoona nezveutano ngavatsanangurire vanhu kunyatso pene ngura chekuteko kuti orait mushonga uyu wakamira wakadai 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 wakadai. Zvazviri kuita izvi nezvi ndezvekuti tiri vanhu vari kusangana nemashoko akawanda, mamwe ari kubva pamadande mutande esocial media iwaya handizi. So chiri kuzoitika ndechekuti kutya kunowanda. Posha ya manje anonyatsotsanangura kuti aiwa musatsa mushongoi wakamira wakadai 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 saka ipapo paroda kunyatso mirwa napo even zvakanaka tichaona mutungamiriri wenyika vamunanga kubva mangwana achibaiwa nhomba yavo asi kubaiwa kwakanaka va zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvine mibvunzo yakawanda pamusoro pemushonga uyu mishonga yakatinakira asi parangoda ngotsanangurwa chiri kuti oraiti mushonga uyu wakamira wakadai 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 tikautambira zvinotibatsire chii kuni ndakabaiwa ruviri iko zvinezvi ndakabaiwa kekutanga musi wa18 February ndakachibaiwa kechipiri musi wa18 March saka hapana chakambochinjwa ende hapana chandakambonzwa jekiseni chete nhora ndaitongonzwa kuti ndabaiwa apa ende jekiseni racho zvasiyana nemajekiseni ataibaiwa kare aya yekuti iye zvinezvi nhomba totoziva kutoti nditori nevanga apa but handambovhera ndamboita chironda inini kubva parapa ndakabaiwa muna February kana iko zvinezvi handizi so ndinoona kuti mashoko ndo arikungodiwa chete kuti vanhu vatsanangurirwe kuti aiwa zvakatinakira chiizvi nekuti nhamba yevanhu vari kubayiwa ezvinezvi ichiri pasi tarisai mishonga yacho yakabva kuchina yacho iri kunzi iko zvinezvi yamunyika kuti ibaye vanhu tiri kufamba nespeed yekamba chaiyo.
All right, Mr. Mshwaniri, let me hold you for one more second there. There's a video that I'd like to avert to for 1 second and give our audience a little more understanding of the effects of coronavirus. And then I'll come back to you as we delve a little deeper on the Sinopharm vaccine. Now, Amuria Zimbabwe, over the weekend, an organization that is based here in the diaspora, it's a combination of different members from different countries called the Southern African Community, USA, SACU, held a town hall meeting whereby they were delving a little more deeper into the effects of the COVID-19. Now, among some of the panelists were Zimbabweans and members of other countries such as Malawi and so much more that were delving a little more deeper on the effects of COVID-19 and, of course, these different vaccines that are being distributed here in America and different parts of the world, amongst them being Johnson & Johnson and so much more. Now, amongst the panelists was Greg Jaricha, who is a young Zimbabwean based here in Washington, D.C. Greg has once contracted coronavirus and of course is still recovering from contracting COVID-19. So let's head over to a clip that we have courtesy of SACU's town hall meeting. If you're looking to watch the full town hall, you can watch it on their Facebook pages. Go ahead to Southern African Community USA. Let's head over to this clip of Greg explaining his ordeal as he contracted COVID-19.
So in January, on January 3rd of this year, I was tested positive for COVID. Those are probably the most painful 2 weeks of, you know, of my life so far, because that entailed me coughing. You know, and when you're coughing, you're literally choking. You feel like you're actually drowning or suffocating. In my experience, I was home coughing. I was choking. I was sitting in bed, literally not able to breathe. And it felt like also, you know, you have a really terrible cold because your nose is congested and breathing is impossible through your nose. And anytime you try to lay back or anything, especially at night, that's when really apparently you develop all the mucus that slides back into your throat. So it makes you cough again and you literally have a constant headache the whole time. That lasted for a good, literally 10 days. I had no taste. And in those 2 weeks, the only thing that really worked well for me was when I was, you know, in my language, they kunatira. Kunatira is when you take a blanket, you boil some herbs, and you cover yourself and just to steam it out. And so when things were at their worst, that's what I relied on to breathe. But the unique thing about me is that within, after soon after that, I was cleared end of January the 23rd, saying, oh, you're corona free, tested negative. Praises and everything I was singing, rejoicing, thinking, hey, now I'm clear. Now, since Corona started, I've been considered an essential worker, so I work in marketing, but the company that I work for produces and sells vitamins and supplements. So obviously, I was taking vitamin C. I had access to all the best supplements out there. And so clear lungs, all these products just to clear out your system of all the virus, you know, tried it all. So that helped. I was cleared, went back to work. And surprise, surprise, beginning of this month, unfortunately, I tested positive again when I went in for a regular checkup with my doctor. And so that's because the whole time I was coughing, I was still having this cough that never really went away since, you know, Corona happened.
Well, Amuria Zimbabwe, you're hearing there from Greg Jaricha. He was a panelist at the town hall meeting hosted by SACU, a diaspora organization based here in Washington, D.C. They were really, really delving deeper into the COVID-19 and, of course, these vaccines that are available in different parts of the world. So if you're looking to watch the full town hall meeting, please head over to their Facebook page, Southern African Community USA. Now, Amuria Zimbabwe, here's a Wutsingi Lomunyu Mlaleli. I hear Lino Mwomtele Rarupi Namchirongwa. Let's head over to the caller, and then we'll go back to Mr. Mshwaneri. Caller, caller, Mtereri. Hello, hello, hello. Ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo. Who's on the line there? Caller, hello.
Hello.
Yebo, Mnumzana, how are you?
Siyaphila,
Ninja. Hi, siyaphila. Ngibani okhonekta ungwena?
Ngikhuluma noButho Mgoli.
Hawu Butho, siyakwamukela kuhlelo njani Mnumzana?
Ngiyaphila ninjani lapho elikhona.
Hayi siyaphila, usixhume ungaphi?
Mina ngilixhuma ngilapha ePretoria lapha eMzansi.
Ah, kwele Pitori. Ntate Butho, awusitshele phela ukuthi kwele South Africa izinto zihamba njani ngoba siyezwa ukuthi that's where coronavirus is hits the worst kwele South Africa. Ikakhulukazi kwele Gauteng.
Hayi. Hayi lapho esikhona okwamanje hayi i-vaccine nje bayibisile abantu baqalile ukuhlatshwa nje ngoba vele kuqala ukuhlatshwa ama-front line abasebenza khona ngale phambili so but ebantwini maybe I think ekupheleni kwayo nalinyanga esikiyo maybe ku-April kuyobe sekuhlatshwa wonke umuntu nje but hayi isimo se-lockdown esikiso but hayi sokunganele ngoba siyasebenza lapha nalapha
at least awusitshele-ke sesikhangela okwenzakalayo kwele Zimbabwe abantu bakhanya ngani bayasaba ukulithatha leli Jackson Butho this is including abongi labo bongikazi ukubona njani lokho
eqinisweni ukuthi nje abantu abazange banikeze ulwazi ngokugcweleyo nge-vaccine ngesikhathi isiza so yikho abantu uthola ngani ukuthi abanama-doubts because abathembi ukuthi le nto ebisiweyo iyasebenza sibili because kunabantu abakhuluma into eziningi besithi yele vaccine ayithembekanga kwele China ngani abayisebenzisi this and that so yabona abantu abazange bacocelwe kahle kale vaccine
ungathi yini kibo
kufuneka ukuthi abantu bona banjani bafundiswe bakwanise ukuyemukela ngoba uma sisizwa bathi le vaccine iyasebenza iyabasebenzela kwamanye amazwe lapha sebeyithole khona
kodwa siyabona phela Butho ukuthi bakhona ngempela abantu abaningi kwele Zimbabwe 42,000 asebelithathile leli Jackson and so far bakhanya ngani basaphila is that not enough ukwenza ukuthi abantu babone ngani hayi it's okay ukuthi bathathe leli Jackson ele Sinopharm
ya khona kunjalo but inani lakhona ngendlela osokuqalile ukuhlatshwa kakhona ngani liphansi alikho liningi kakhulu but khona siyakubongela ngoba abanye bandisukele wabo so but ngakuthi abantu bazwisisa nje bakhona ukuthi balemukele bayimukele le-vaccine sokuphila wabo
hayi siyakuzwa Butho bengicela ukuthi uphosa la mazwi akho okugcina
yes hayi mina bengikwela abantu special abakithi komthwakazi bakithi ngoba vele thina nje sizithelela ngokuhasila so abantu kabakhululeke nje nxa ukuthi ibuyile le vaccine bathola ithuba kabayithathe bakhona ukuphila bakwanise ukusebenza maybe lale gcikwane lingayidla bakithi ngoba yikuzima
hayi siyakuzwa Butho siyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo Mnumzana. Well, Zimbabwe, you're hearing there from Butolesi, one of our callers, another caller based in South Africa. He's saying, Aiwa, Boramberi nechirongwa chokutora nomba. Yes, I know from Hans Boramberi nechirongwa chokutora nomba. Asi, zvisine zvichakadaro, arikurudzira kahurumende, Hans, chirongwa chekudzidzisa vanhu nezvenomba iyi, yes, I know from I. Anzi, it's something very, very important. Vamshaniri, are you still on the line there?
Yes, I'm still on the line.
Murukunzi wavateri hanzi bora mberi ne chirongwa chokutora nhomba, asi it's important that government embarks on an educational program on the Sinopharm vaccine. What do you say, have to say about that?
I totally agree with that, because maybe strategies that are being used in terms of public awareness need mm-hmm. to change. If you look at it, yes, you can put adverts, you can put videos on television, or you can put on social media. But the truth is, not everyone is on those platforms. What about even coming up with public awareness programs where things like roadshows are mm-hmm. done? We have comedians in the country, some who do skits and everything, that in a moment the skit is done, it will circulate and it will be shared across through WhatsApp and everything. I think, and also the other thing that needs to be done is that there needs to be programs where the experts are brought in, even on radio, mm-hmm. to explain the smallest details about the vaccines. If we are having the medical fraternity, your doctors, your nurses, who are still hesitant right now to take the vaccine, mm-hmm. what more the ordinary person on the street?
Mm-hmm.
So, but the other thing is, I come back again to those maybe that may still be hesitant to take.
Mm-hmm.
I know people have this skepticism about products that come from China.
Mm-hmm.
But look, where did this disease or pandemic start?
Mm-hmm.
It started in China. So who's got the most the most experience? Who has had more experience with this disease? The Chinese and the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm.
The Chinese have had this disease, the experience, more experience with it than everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
So I would want to believe that in terms of even research, they are way ahead. It's only that if we look at it, it happens. Geopolitics comes into play everywhere. We don't know what happens behind closed doors, but look, I would believe to take a vaccine that comes from China right now simply because they were the ones who were hit by the disease first. And in terms of even the experience, they are much more ahead of the rest of the world. We benefit more, the rest of the world would benefit more if there was cooperation between nations of the world, those that are advanced in terms of research, in terms of science, if they were to sit down with China and even come together and, do researches and even hear about experiences in China, I think would benefit more. But it's a question of everyone wants to be seen as the ones who are ahead of everyone. So I don't think we can win earlier on this disease if the world works that way.
All right, let me hold you on the line for 1 second, Mr. Mshwaneri. Let's head over to another video, and then we'll come back to you to wrap up with you, and then we're going to bring in some callers. Now, Muriya Zimbabwe, let's head over back to another segment that we have, courtesy of Southern African Community USA. Now, whilst on the same discussion of information, a lot of people seem to be inquiring about that. People are urging government, saying, guys, it's important that government start educating people on the Sinopharm vaccine, because that's one thing that could easily lead people wanting to take the vaccine, as mentioned by Mr. Mshwaneri, as mentioned by some of the callers. Let's head over to a clip courtesy of the Southern African Community USA. This time it is of Elisa Muntali. She's a medical expert. She's talking on this specific program. She's highlighting that what's happening in Zimbabwe is not unique to Zimbabwe. It's happening in different other African nations, such as Malawi. Let's head over to Elisa Muntali.
We're having the same issue in Malawi. This is with AstraZeneca, where just yesterday and the day before yesterday, a number of nurses have refused to take it. So these are the people at the front lines that are more in danger of perhaps contracting it. But, you know, they're hearing the, you know, some of the reported issues with blood clots, right, and some countries halting, you know, administration of the vaccine. I think, you know, as we are thinking about the rollout, you can't just think about supply chains. You can't just think about the allocation. I think it's very important, especially in Africa. Things need to be very transparent about who's in the, you know, prioritized groups. So that people are not jumping lines and things like that. But you have to have a very robust, you know, communication plan. As Dr. Dubé was saying, and as I mentioned before, it is reasonable for people to be fearful of the clinical care delivery system. We need to be very, very, it's the responsibility of the Ministry of Health. They can say, yes, you know, we're getting our, you know, vaccines from COVAX, but ultimately the Ministry of Health with the community leaders, with, you know, champions within the medical facilities need to be in charge of the messages that go out to encourage people that the benefit of taking the vaccine far outweighs the harm. But we need to call things out. Like, we need to be very real, not just say, yeah, it's better for you. Say, I recognize it. It's a reasonable concern. And then have, you know, communication strategies to deal with it.
All right, Maria Zimbabwe, that was a clip courtesy of the Southern African Community USA, the town hall that they had over the weekend. Once again, if you're looking to watch the full thing, please head over to their Facebook page. That was Elisa Muntali explaining how the process is supposed to work. Now, let's head over to Mr. Mshwaniri Tshipetelu, Hurukuru Yati Navo, Yati Nayo Navo. Vamshwaniri, mchiripo parinariri. Please hold on the line. Let me finish up with Mr. Mshwaniri and then I'll come to you in 1 second. Mr. Mshwaniri, okay. Are you still on the line?
I'm still there.
Right. And then we would head over to Mr. Mshubulo. You're hearing there what others are saying in the diaspora, medical experts. It's upon community leaders, it's upon governments to make sure that people start learning more about these programs. Government is also saying they're looking to help journalists be part of this program. You're a journalist. What you say thou? What do you think our government should be doing in such a circumstance? Let's wrap it up.
I would come back to the same things that we have been saying before. I think there's need to
It looks like we're having technology issues here. Are you still on the line? Mr. Mshwaniri? Okay, it looks like we've lost Mr. Mshwaniri. So let's head over to Umnumzana Urobson Mhlubulo, Osakhulayo, a young entrepreneur who did something that I found really impressive and I found it very necessary. Robson Mhlubulo started a business under the lockdown. Now, during a time where some businesses were shutting down, he found a way to make it happen. Robson, welcome to our program. How are you doing?
I'm good, Mr. Mike. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for taking time out to join us. Let's delve into it, man. Under lockdown period, some people were crying, saying there's no money, they can't do anything, but you managed to create something out of nothing. Tell us a little more about your business.
Yes, Mr. Mike. During the lockdown time, it was a tough time for everyone. So we had more time to be at home, but being at home, it was a time that I had to look for something that that could help me, because everything was locked, but my mind was not locked. So I had to sit down and look at certain things that surround me. So after looking that, I saw plastic containers being useful. So I end up taking plastic containers that people are throwing each and every day. Then I make them flower pots and vases. So I started creating my own employment through lockdown times. So I had something to do while some others were failing to have something. But to me, it was an advantage to me during the time of COVID-19.
you were able to turn nothing into something even under lockdown, and I found it intriguing that you did this by using plastic waste, something that people see as, I guess, like I said, waste. What gave you this idea? How do you go from holding a bottle that someone thinks, I think it's lunatic, to I could actually make money out of this thing? What was the thought process behind that?
My thought, when I was at lockdown, I was thinking of doing something of my own. So I had the mind of planting flowers. Mm-hmm. So on planting flowers, I think of something like, where should I start? So I thought of taking a container, cut it in half, then I will start putting. But by the time I was holding the container, I thought of designing it so that even the plant that I'm going to put inside would look nicer. So from that, I end up having an artistic mind. So I end up creating something that is unique out of plastic. Then I saw, this thing is becoming nice. Then when I start asking people who are around me, they say, these things are nice. You can make your living out of it. So I started designing, cutting them and designing. Then I end up spray painting them, making them nice and making them for home decor, for decorations, for wedding decorations, because you can use it for artificial vases, even for live flowers on verandas, or even on gardens. So I found plastic that people are throwing each and every day being useful to me during the time of lockdown.
About your business in Kubulo is the fact, Eoguti, you know, right now in Zimbabwe, a lot of young people are really complaining, saying, A, the COVID-19 pandemic affected the job market drastically, and secondly, already there were no jobs in the country, and a lot of people felt as though Zimbabwe is a land whereby there are very minimum opportunities for the youth. Yet here you are creating an opportunity for yourself out of nothing. What would you have to say to these young people who feel as though elizweni anxasis khangela indaba lezi azokudinga indlela zokuphandela dololo dololo, there's nothing for them?
What I could say to the youth, the upcoming youth, is to say, don't limit your mind, don't limit yourself. By starting something, you'll get something. You create something. So when you think of something, if you don't limit your mind, then by doing a small thing, it will grow. You see opening, you see doors opening, and you see some improvement in each and everything that you do. It's like when you are in farming, you find yourself needing equipment as you go, and you start knowing about the plants. So it's like what I was doing. I started the business out of nothing. Because most of the youth, they cry for startup, but I started with recycling. This is recycling because these plastic people are picking them, going, taking them to other companies who does recycling. But I saw a potential to myself and took recycling to my own advantage. So I started to make my own business out of nothing. So I encourage more and more youth that you can start something out of nothing. So I encourage them that don't look for more money or think of something big. Start with something small and look things that are around you. Like what I'm doing, it's rubbish to other people, but to me, it became a business. So I'm trying to start with small plants, even a small thing, even two or three plants of tomatoes or even vegetables. Start your business there, because you won't get someone who will give you money. It will take time and it will take a lot of paperwork and it will take you a lot of time, then you end up not getting into business. So what I encourage them, do not limit your mind. Do that, whatever that you see you can do with things that does not cost you, you can start a business with.
Mm-hmm. Now, explain something to me. Yes, the lockdown is over, but people are still very hesitant with regards to, going through the streets and all that because of coronavirus. And so how are you going about conducting your business?
By conducting my business, I started to engage myself with Mr. Tendarai Shoko, who do the environment things. So because if someone has got social media that has got more followers, because most of the people, they'll be occupied, and it's time for people, they are scared of coronavirus. So we try to market our stuff through online channels and WhatsApp groups. Then even when we are conducting it locally, We are trying to do sanitizations to those who come to see our products and to make sure the masks are properly wear so that we will not continue to spread COVID-19 during the time that business continues. We should not be limited, but we should adhere to the regulations as we do our business. What is important is to adhere to the regulations and keep your business running.
Mm-hmm. Mhlubulo, let me hold you on the line for 1 second. Let me take a caller, and then I'll come back to you so we can wrap up with our conversation before we head over to our last segment. Here I have a caller joining me on the line. Caller, mthereri, mlaleli ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo, ndinomgamshira mtshirongwa. Who's on the line there? It sounds like the caller has dropped. Let me just check out what's happening on our Facebook page. I see there's Tafumane who's writing there, a comment there, and entrepreneurship is the way to go for young people, especially here in Zimbabwe. I'm impressed by this fellow young person. Tinotenda zvikurusa, Tafumane nekupinda mchirongwa. Mhlubulo, let me come back to you to wrap up our conversation here. Are you still on the line?
Yes, I am.
You hear people are impressed there by how you're able to do your business. What parting words would you have for the youth? And of course, as we wrap up, I'd also like you to let the people know where they can find more of your pottery plants if they're looking to buy it.
I'm based in Bulawayo, in the Chabalala suburbs. That's where I conduct my business. I'm still doing my business at home because during the time of COVID-19, we're encouraged to do our business at home. Also, I started at home. To those who are willing to come and see, and those who want to come and buy the good stuff that I make through plastics, through containers, the vases and the flower pots, even the flowers that I'm selling, they can come and see me, or they can contact me on the following numbers, 0777-324-576 or 0777-324-578. All these numbers, they are on WhatsApp. You can contact me and call me. And to all the youth that are outside, that are in Zimbabwe, I encourage you, I urge you to start with small things that are around you, even by doing a small thing, by picking up plastics, they can make something for your living. Because there are no jobs, jobs are scarce, and it's a hard time of COVID-19. Every company is struggling even to pay workers, but you can make your extra money by doing something of yourself, by looking for things that are around you and make use of them. Things that people despise, you can bring something if you do not limit your mind.
Mm-hmm. Robson Mhlubulo, thank you so much for joining us on our program. I really appreciate it. I'm really impressed by your work. It's really amazing, and I can tell from the comments that other people are also impressed by your work. I look forward to bringing you back on the show, Mnumzana. Thank you so much for taking time out to join us.
My pleasure, sir.
All right, Muriel Zimbabwe, you're hearing there from Robson Mhlubulo, young person there, osakhulayo odabuka kwele Zimbabwe, wechidiki ari kutsvagawo kanzira dzekuita mari, uyaziphandela ngempela. He has a business where he uses plastic waste and turns nothing into something. Now, as we wrap up our conversation, Muriel Zimbabwe, I promised you, I said this month is Women's Month, and so as we wrap up our conversation, we always want to shed the spotlight on vanhu vechidiki, especially the women. This week, we're going to be speaking to Joy Irukandzakandza, a young, amazing Zimbabwean musician based in Britain. From the city of Kings and Queens, Bulawayo. I spoke to Joy over the weekend about her journey in music. Joy has had a couple of singles that have done thousands and thousands of streams on YouTube, doing really amazing. One of them features South African rapper superstar Kid X. Let's head over to my conversation with Joy Irukandzakandza.
I started singing when I was in primary. I remember we were tasked with the responsibility of coming up with a song for a cleanup campaign. I was in grade 5 at the time, so I went to Robert Treadgold Primary School. That's where everything started. And I remember one of our teachers was like, oh, who's going to take the lead for this cleanup campaign song? And I volunteered and I sang it in assembly, and one of my aunts used to actually teach there, and so she was like, oh yeah, you have a beautiful voice. She went to tell my mom, who did not know at the time that I could sing. You know, I was a little bit shy because It's not anything that I saw someone doing in my family. But from then, I started singing at church, and then I started singing again when I went to high school. So I went to Sizani High School in Pelandaba, Ebulawayo, and I did a lot of singing. I was involved with the choir. I was like the choir captain for a very long time, and that's when I actually honed the skill of singing and became even more confident, because we would go to assembly twice a week, and then we'd go to assembly every day, and then twice a week we would sing, and I would always be that one who sang the lead in the choir, you know. And professionally, I started singing when one of my friends referred me to an artist. I think Mzo 7 was looking for a vocalist, and one of my friends from high school was like, "Oh, I know Joy, she can sing." So he introduced me to Mzo 7, who then introduced me to Skyver, and then I started working a lot with Skyver. We have a couple of projects that are out, and some are still unreleased. But yeah, I started working professionally with him, and when I moved to the U.S. for my tertiary education, I continued to sing. Each and every time I got the opportunity to go back home, I would go home and, like, sing in the studio and so on and so forth. So that's just how the origin started.
Let's talk a little more about that. Tell us a little more about that. What has it been like in terms of working with all these prominent African musicians?
It's been such a great experience. I mean, I have learned a lot in music. So when I worked with Skyver, it was mostly on his project. So I was featured in his singles that he would release. And then in 2017, he released an EP called Against All Odds. I had two tracks on there. So when I speak of learning how to sing professionally, it was through the guidance of Skyver, and also he works with one of my music mentors called Rakim, and Rakim pretty much taught me how to sing. He pretty much, I guess I already knew how to sing, but he pretty much showed me where my strongest points were, and through his writing, I also learned how to write professionally through him. So when it comes to understanding the music business, I think working with these individuals on their solo projects was very key. And then it gave me the confidence and the energy to actually focus on working on my own projects. And so in 2020, when I decided it was time for me to actually venture out and work on my own projects, I decided to feature Kidex, who was really so amazing. And working with him was just like a dream come true. You know, for someone that's as accomplished as him, for him to be able to treat me like, you know, like a fellow artist who is at his level, and then be willing to learn from me and be willing to guide me, it was really such an experience. A lot of people were interested in finding out how it all came about.
I am too. I would love to hear more about that.
Networking. Mm-hmm. I am an advocate for networking. I believe networking can open spaces that your talent can't do that alone. So you can be talented, you can have it all, but if you're not connected, or if you're not seeking to connect with other people, it may be difficult for you to get where you want to. With Kidex, it was just a matter of me engaging him for more than 2 years. You know, it took quite some time before we were able to have, like, a single.
You've mentioned that you're a jack of all trades, which I really liked, and I like that you touched on the importance of networking. This month is a very important month for women across the board, across the whole world. It's a Women's Month. And so I want to hear more about that from you, from your personal perspective, as in the arts industry. This is an industry that is predominantly male-dominated. And so I'd like to hear more about that. How have you been able to maneuver throughout this industry? And what were the biggest challenges you faced?
I mean, it's quite a challenging industry. And one of the reasons why I decided to put out solo work is that in the past, I've done a lot of music projects with DJs and producers that are in the deep house music scene. So deep house is a large following in Bulawayo, and an even larger following in South Africa. And one of the things that one can notice is that it's very difficult for women in deep house to make a name for themselves. Right. Because for the most part, if a DJ features you, the song belongs to that DJ, and it's always like, oh, that song featuring Joy as a vocalist. So you're reduced to this person that comes in to put in the vocals, and at the end of the day, all credit gets to the male producer, the DJ that, you know, made the beat, and your contributions as someone that came up with the melody, as someone that came up with the story and used the appropriate lyrics for that song to pop, are minimalized, you know, they're trivialized. So venturing as a solo artist and deciding to depart from the dance music scene was, you know, just a decision that I had to make as a woman, given the fact that I've seen how our contributions are often trivialized. So it's such a very difficult industry, and I think a lot of females can definitely attest to that. It's easy for us to be reduced to, this vocalist, come and put in some vocals here and then you go, and then it's done. So it's such a challenging industry, but I do think that we can definitely penetrate the industry through collaborating as women, through supporting each other, and through giving each other advice. And also, whenever you hear about an opportunity, like hitting another woman up. So there's this sister of mine in music who I love so much. Her name is Jackie Queens. She's also in the dance music scene in South Africa. A lot of people know of her. She's done some pretty dope international work. And one of the ways in which she exemplified the aspect of unity through music is when she reached out to me. She was like, hey, I noticed you have this song coming up. I invited her to a listening session, and after the listening session, she was like, hey, I noticed that he has this, and this. I know this contact. Can you please reach out to him and then give him the music? I know someone who can help you get playlisted, and I know some page that we can feature you on. And, you know, that was like the epitome of unity as women in the music industry. And it is my prayer that I get to do the same and return what she passed forward by creating opportunities for women whenever I hear about an opportunity that another woman is really eligible for, to pass it forward.
What words would you have for young women like yourselves that are looking to venture into the arts industry?
I'd say go for it. You know, I know it's like a very cliche Nike just do it mantra, but it really does work. I wouldn't have received the same amount of those streams if I had not taken the decision to go and do my music.
Could you tell our audience, I know your latest single, Roses, is also doing amazing. Shout out to you for that one. I love the song. Could you tell us where they can stream more of your music? And of course, for those that are looking to get a hold of your social media, how can they find you?
I'm very active on social media. Instagram being my number one app, I live there. I really love Instagram. So you can find me on Instagram at Joy Rukanza. So at JoyRukanza. So I'm Joy Rukanza on Facebook. That's my Facebook page name. Instagram and Twitter. So I use the same socials. And on YouTube as well, if you pretty much write Joy Rukanza on YouTube, my music will come out because it's one of the tags that I use when uploading my music videos. You can stream my songs on YouTube, you can stream them on Spotify, you can stream the songs on Apple Music, they're on Deezer, Tidal, you can purchase the music on Amazon as well.
Do you have your singing voice on?
Yes.
Go ahead and praise us as we wrap up.
Yo, it's singing voice. All right. In that family, I'll just sing one like a tiny bit of my song, Roses. It includes those streams. But it goes like, the sun has gone down, a winter during summer, and the roses wilt away. I promise I did water them, and the roses are flowers. I did water a garden, and the roses, I did water a flower to garden, and the roses, I did my part. Dun, 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 dun. Mali Fuluiza, Habanimbe, check out YouTube. Please, and share and like, comment, subscribe to my YouTube channel as well.
Joy Rukanza Kanza, shout out to her for joining me. Muri Zimbabwe, Tashrika Kumakume, Chirongo Chirucha Nasi. Let's meet same time, same place next week. I'm Mike Hove, Muri Zimbabwe. Bye bye!